there was aliens that are above the house in a ship. They came down and they started scratching the outside of the walls. It was freaking my mom out. She didn't know what to do. And then so I looked out the window and I saw aliens standing on top of each other looking in the window. They're about maybe two and a half feet tall to 3 feet tall. Just a typical gray alien. But the skin looked like elephant skin or rhinoceros skin. Like a very, very thick skin. Back in the 80s, you still had these really cheap aluminum-made windows with the glass inside. It doesn't really provide any much insulation, so you could smell the aroma of them permeating the glass and the metal. As I opened the curtain, I saw one of them. It looked at me. And when it looked at me directly in the eyes, I saw what was going to be, I guess you could say, the future. It told me what was going to happen, how my life was going to be. It told me what was going to happen, how my life was going to be.
Welcome back to Blurry Creatures. This week we have another members only episode. We have a lot of members only episodes lately. If you sponsor the show, you get access to this and all the regular shows is all in one feed through your own private RSS. That's right, right to your phone. You get access to all these good stuff. You can listen to it on the website as well, but you get access just like normal and you help us make the podcast possible. We are just two dudes producing this podcast, so that means we spend all of our own time editing, producing, lining up, you know, going back through, putting it to music and making it sound good, like you're right there with us in the conversation. So if you'd like to do that and help out Blurry Creatures, go to blurrycreatures.com/members and get some bonus perks. You can talk to us in the exclusive chat rooms, Facebook, Telegram, Discord, and you also get discounts on merchandise and monthly members chats. And we're always rolling out new perks as we can sort of handle them. So blurrycreatures.com/members, sponsor the show. And thank you guys who do sponsor the show. Appreciate you. And this is just another perk for all the people who love Blurry Creatures and make it possible. So let's get these two gentlemen on the show, talk about some of the weirder experiences they've had out there in the four corners of the United States. All right. Thanks so much.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop is just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.